Views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Generations, lineages, dynasties. What about all of the dynasties that have ruled the world for the last 120 years? Let's focus on 120 years. Like Cecil B. Rhodes, He has a plan to bring in a new world order. To do that, he needs two nations. He needs England and the United States of America. He needs England because England is basically ruling Europe. They need the European dynasties, the power, the people in Europe that are very powerful, not just with wealth, power, influence, but in the occult. They also need, Rhodes knew he couldn't obtain the objectives without the powers in the United States of America. The Rockefeller family. He needed dynasties. Powerful dynasties. Families that have ruled Europe for centuries. And people who were now very powerful in America in the late 1860s, 70s, 1880s. And the one family, Rockefellers, John D. Rockefeller, needed industry. So they began with the plan to bring in a new world order with powerful, influential, wealthy families of Europe and America. But there had to be another aspect, occult lineage. As the researchers in here in America that have been researching families, dynasties, secret societies for the last 100 years, we see the people who are very powerful, Jesuits, Catholic families, now in the Supreme Court, Jesuits. We see the Jesuits working with the Queen of England and her lineage, the Rothschilds, Jesuits all through the United States. Not only the judicial district, but in the government. Nancy Pelosi, Catholic. Joe Biden, Catholic. In name only, nominal Christians. Not true, faithful Catholics. It's a prestigious to be a Catholic. Cecil Rhodes knew he needed an occult base, an occult secret societies throughout Europe and in the United States. He focused on the Anglo-Saxon occult families, not so much the Asian, to not so much the Russian, occult families of initially of the Middle East or Africa, but eventually he would focus on the white Anglo-Saxon Protestants that are not true Protestants. They are supposedly churchgoers in name only, not in reality. He had to focus. His strategy was to go to these powerful occult families. They were very educated. They were very wealthy. They intermarried. They kept the occult lineage within the family, within the Rockefeller family or the Rothschild family, for example. You have four or five young boys. And of the four or five boys, which of the boys would have the most powerful occult power? And the Rockefellers began to pick the most powerful of the children in the occult and put them in positions to run the banking in Europe. Cecil Rhodes was familiar with all of this. The principle is presently, the way the world is run presently is through that principle. The Clintons, the Kennedys, there was an allegiance with the Kennedy family to the occult. With the Rockefellers, Bill, Hillary. We'll continue in just a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Now is the time to fight for your child's education. We are enrolling now at Civica Academy Charter School in Milliken, a tuition-free middle school high school. We are focused on smart and kind students who are prepared for the real world and love this country. We stand for the pledge, we shake hands, we don't have cell phones during the day, and focus on pursuing an industry certification by graduation. We are proudly outperforming surrounding schools academically while raising up civic leaders. I believe in this generation, and we are prepared at Civica to change the world one child at a time. Visit us at civicaco.org.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492, 720-680-0492.
You've been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. You have to carefully monitor your health for the rest of your life. And you have an increased risk of developing cardiovascular disease.
Cut. Take two. Action.
You've been diagnosed with a new purpose, to fight for the amazing life you made for yourself. To look that risk of heart disease square in the face and say, no, not me. You've been given a new opportunity to live. Get started at nodiabetesbyheart.org.
Okay, to be a little clearer, how about the occult lineage of the Rockefeller family? The occult lineage of the Rothschilds in Europe? How about the occult lineage of Anthony Fauci? Of Klaus Schwab? What about the occult lineage of Adolf Hitler? very, very powerful people throughout the governments, central banks. The people and these families who swear their allegiance, who make vows with secrets in secret societies, the minute they make these vows, they're not just made to, you know, to an invisible world that is not real. They make pledges to the dark side, to Lucifer, to Satan, to Baphomet, many different names. Once they make the vows, generally there's going to be some type of blood ritual. And there's going to be a blood covenant. They will actually write their name in blood, their own blood generally. In the last 100 years, investigators all over this country have been looking and understanding and putting the pieces together with the occult secret societies. The Skull and Bones at Yale University, all of these kind of the Bohemian Grove, the Jesuits, Freemasons, whatever secret society people join, they have to make an oath. Depending how given they are, eventually they may have to commit their soul, sell their soul. How about Klaus Schwab? With these families, whenever they start a business, an industry, they keep, in the occult world, they keep the business in the family. We're going to talk about Klaus Schwab. Klaus Schwab is a KCMG. He's a British Knight Commander of the Order of St. Michael and St. George in 2006. He's the founder of the World Economic Forum, 1971, created in Davos in Geneva, Switzerland. It was founded under the supervision of the Swiss Federal Department of Interior by Klaus and the soon-to-be Mrs. Hilda Schwab. They were married within a week of the first conference. They've been married to this very day. Since the inception, the World Economic Forum has been a British-American Pilgrim Society, New World Order, League of Nations, United Nations, a United Nations Come Marshall Plan Hustle, under the direction of the Rockefeller Foundation operatives, Otto von Habsburg, IBM, Henry Alfred Kissinger, John Kenneth Galbraith, Paul Adolf Volcker, other New World Order globalist hucksters from Yale, Harvard, Oxford, Cambridge, and London School of Economics. It didn't just happen. This wasn't an acorn falling out of a tree, rolling down a hill, ending up in a river, going downstream, landing on a bank, and somehow a tree grows. No. This was pre-planned. Cecil B. Rhodes, through the occult world, He had the blueprints for a new world order. The strategies, the people that would be involved in London and in New York City. In 1971, Schwab, under British Pilgrim Society direction, I've talked many times about British Pilgrim Society, was created in 1902 in London. 6 months later, there was a sister chapter in New York City. I believe it was in July of 1902. This was the Cecil B. Rhodes plan. All of the occult families, you might say, brought together. The first keynote speaker is an individual named Otto von Habsburg. He was supposedly going to be the Fourth Reich King. Now, Schwab was born in Ravensburg, Germany. And in the Bible, when you use a name of a bird that is a unclean bird, a flesh eater, generally the Bible, the Bible student needs to pay attention, because an unclean bird is a foul creature. It is a reference to the occult. So he's born and spends his time, his hometown is Ravensburg, Germany. He is the first city in Germany to practice eugenics. In other words, killing useless eaters. Ravensburg was a transport hub for stolen Nazi gold to the Swiss Bank for International Settlements, run by the Pilgrim Society spies, Alan W. Dulles, and later a CIA director, by Edwin W. Pauley and William J. Donovan, who was the director of the OSS, which was a precursor to the CIA and the MI6. In 2003, the British Pilgrim Society in America operated under Donovan's New York nonprofit, Henry Kissinger and Paul Volcker, under Donovan's New York nonprofit. Henry Kissinger and Paul Volcker become Pilgrim Society vice presidents 2007 through 2009 during the bank bailout. Now, in 2007 to 2009, this was a judgment on America. It was a precursor judgment for the Christian people. You may understand what I'm saying. To the listeners, you may not understand. When Barack Obama was elected president, it began a hard time for the next 8 years in this country. A hard time that, should Hillary Clinton have won the next election, this country, we would be in total, I don't know what the word would be. This country would have been destroyed. Now, Schwab's family, the Eugen Schwab, he ran a company, Escher Weiss. Escher Weiss exploited slave labor and allied prisoner of wars. They manufactured key nuclear bomb-making technologies for Adolf Hitler and South Africa. They sold Swiss flamethrowers to the Nazis and was named a National Socialist Model Company by Adolf Hitler. Schwab's Escher Weiss company was protected not only by Hitler, but by Switzerland, by Britain, and America, making Schwab a criminal foreign meddler in every sense. This is who the individual, Klaus Schwab, is, but his lineage goes back into the occult. Now, one thing about Pilgrim Society, they're pushing to replace human liberty with pagan techno-economic enslavement. You have no choice. It's decided for you where you're going to work, where you're going to live, 15-minute cities. And I was just reading an article about, was it 2018, our old friend Ron DeSantis, he wasn't talking about some of these smart cities. Our old friend Ron DeSantis was talking about a smart state. The state being Florida. A smart state. There is a smart country presently. It's called Ukraine. This is the test nation for smart, all of the smart. It's going to be a complete, total smart country. Everything digital. No transactions outside of digits. Everything computerized. In 2011, the Schwab partnered with the World Health Organization. 2011, 12 years ago, World Health Organization to pitch Quirious Conversations in India. Quirious Conversations in India to promote LGBTQ. And visibly in the Rajasthan region of India. The agenda to destroy sexual morality, replace it with hedonism as a way to undermine humanity's pursuit of God, wisdom, and one's higher self that is made in the image and after the likeness of God. This was already taking place 12 years ago. It takes a little while for these things to develop. But once the seeds are sown, it's just a matter of time before they come to fruition, to maturity. Now, Klaus, he marries this Hilda Stoll in 1971, and they have a daughter. I'm trying to think of her name. I talked about her the other day. She's just as, in my opinion, vile as her father. But by the marriage, it interlocked the Swiss-German corporate families that were a merger of Swiss banking and engineering industries, and among them Escher Weiss, Sulzer, Andritz, Stoll, Festo, Bank for International Settlements, MI6, CIA, Ron and Bodmer. Now, Festool, if anybody's ever heard of Festool, this is one of their companies. They build the Festool construction drills, saws, routers. Festool. MI6, CIA, Bank for International Settlements. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. We'll be back in just a few minutes. The other programs are also on the podcast, 1360KHNC.com. This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Hey, Sharp Community members, this is Tommy with Tommy's Barbers and Blades. We're reaching out to you guys to let you know that we're in need of a barber or stylist at our Meade location on Highway 66 and I-25. If you're a seasoned pro or know someone who's great, give us a ring at 720-745-0783 or stop in and talk to us. We're looking for you. Again, that's 720-745-0783.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
Hi, this is Tammy Kessler-Garcia with Naturally Inspired Radio. Tune in Monday through Thursday at 3 p.m. for the latest in natural health news. Get real solutions for healthy living and hear from our inspiring guests that are leading the way in health and freedom.
What they do, they smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place, the backstabbers.
Backstabbers, they smile in your face.
If you don't know your enemies, you're going to be a victim. If you don't want to know the truth, or if you want to know the truth will make you free. These families that rule the world today, their lineages go back into occult societies, secret societies. Ron DeSantis, Skull and Bones. You don't just join these secret societies for fun. No, it is real. Very real. These families that I'm speaking of, their occult background goes back centuries. Fauci's occult, they've traced his occult lineage back to the 1600s. That's what, just as far as they've traced it. I believe it goes further than that. There are other families that are present-day dynasties that don't necessarily have lineage that goes way back. An example, the Kennedy family. I don't believe Joseph Kennedy had occult lineage that went in a powerful way back into the past. But Mr. Joseph Kennedy, because he liked power and he saw how powerful this group of people in the Pilgrim Society, he became a Pilgrim Society member because he realized how powerful they were and how powerful he could become if he was a member. You're a fraternity brother, so to speak. And he became a member of Pilgrim Society. And this, in my observation, study, and understanding of the occult world, brought the Kennedy curse upon the future lineages. Very few of the Kennedy families have broken away from the curse. There are some that have. The curse, his first son is killed in World War II in an his plane that he was in, a bombing mission, blew up. Joseph Kennedy Jr. The daughter, I forgot her name, she dies in 1949 in a plane crash with a new husband. Then we have, in 1963, a President John F. Kennedy. He dies through assassination. 68, was it 68? President a presidential hopeful, Robert F. Kennedy. Then you have Edward, drives off a bridge, kills a date that he's with. His career is stymied to being a senator. He still did a lot of evil. When you swear these secret oaths in secret societies, you sell your soul. Satan doesn't play games. God doesn't play games either. When you pray and you ask for the Lord Jesus to come and wash you of your sins, and you ask him for eternal life, he will give you eternal life. He will wash your sins. He will free you so that you can live a new life. The occult world, they understand the principles in the scripture. They see that they know the promises that Christ has promised his children that receive him. And the occult world, they also know what Satan will empower them to do should they swear allegiance to Satan. So eventually the satanic or the Satanist British Pilgrim Society, they finally gained control of Europe by funding two world wars, the Bolshevik Revolution, to subdue or destroy the monarchies of Russia. Not just Russia, but Germany, Austria, Habsburg, Japan, Italy, France, and Spain. They were going to replace these powers with their own corporate New World Order individuals, in which Stalin and Hitler cooperated in this experiment at social reconstruction through the satanic communist corporatism was Hitler in the occult? I read the story of Adolf Hitler's friend. Hitler was a painter, wanted to paint, be a well-known painter, artist. They were out one night drinking, and Hitler swore an oath, and the friend that was with him said that after Hitler had prayed that oath, whatever it was, the friend said he saw Hitler change right before his eyes. Hitler changed. Hitler had all of a sudden a power that he did not have before. And Hitler made it a point to kill everybody that knew who he was. Friends, people that he went to school with, anybody that knew his history, he had them erased. But this guy escaped and told the story. Hitler is a Rothschild. Solomon Rothschild is his grandfather. I guess the reason I'm presenting this to you today is because we have Nancy Pelosi, we have all these powerful people in the Democrat Party. You cannot, to view things correctly, don't take the occult equation, or don't take them being involved in the occult, don't take that out of the equation. Pelosi would stand in her, sit in her chair, she had that pin on her lapel on the left shoulder, the lower left shoulder. That was I'm trying to think of the name. But the gods, the Caesars, they were the only ones that were to wear, could wear those things. They were considered to be gods. Is Nancy possibly one of the hateful witches of the coven, hateful witches in California, the church of the hateful witches? I don't know. We might talk about it in a little bit. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
Can you imagine what it would look like if we, the people, actually enforced the Constitution? After all, we are the only ones who are authorized to do so. After more than 75,000 hours spent in R&D and hundreds of chapters developed across this republic, we have the tangible path to reclaiming America again. All we need is you. Join us today at tacticalcivics.com and bring your county into this responsible way of life.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying to chalk.
We really have to wonder, what kind of a world have we been living in? Here in America, we've been living for the most part in the best, the greatest ever in the history of mankind. What about the other nations of the world? I think the other nations of the world, the people of these nations, they realize more and understand the gangster's paradise better than we could ever imagine, than we could ever understand it. We live in a palace, they live in the slums, in a type. I was talking about, I remember during when I began on the station, on the open forum, I did a few programs on, I did a program one afternoon on the Clintons, when they were in Arkansas and in the White House, especially in Arkansas. There was Bill Clinton had an individual that basically was responsible for just taking care of everything, kind of a custodian, but in a much not in a dignified, or I don't know how to phrase it. He took care of everything that Bill did. He was an advisor. That's the word I'm looking for. Hillary would take trips to California to meet with Coven of Witches. And Larry Nichols was the advisor. And he told Bill, this isn't a good thing. People find out about this, it's going to hurt you. And Nichols would try to protect Bill from what Hillary's in her... I mean, this would be about once a month, every 2 months. At the same time, Bill and Hillary would go to Haiti when Bill was the Monica Lewinsky and other things, when he was going to be impeached. And there was a witch doctor, a voodoo witch doctor. They would visit with this witch doctor, and he would perform rituals on their behalf to protect them from investigations and charges. Well, I talked about this one day, and I talked about Hillary, according to Larry Nichols, traveling. You can go to the internet, go to Start Page, don't go to Google, it's scrubbed, it's sanitized, but you can find articles of their trips. And Larry Nichols, I don't know if he's even alive, but he had these times where you could go to YouTube, listen to his testimony. And Hillary would go to California. And as bizarre as it may seem, I read the articles, and I knew the background of both Bill and Hillary. I get a call here at the station one day after the program is over. I answer the phone. It's a lady. And she tells me, she says, you're talking about Hillary traveling to the West Coast to meet with these witches. I said, yeah. She said, well, she goes to meet with the Church of the Hateful Witches. And I said, the Church of the Hateful Witches? She says, yes. When she flies to California, the coven that she meets with, according to this lady that called me, it was the Church of the Hateful Witches in California. Through the years, I've had to think about the Church of the Hateful Witches. You don't have just the kids off the street. You're going to have witches, women that are very powerful, very prominent. They're not going to be dabblers. These people that would be in this coven that Hillary would be meet with, these people would have to have a background in witchcraft, history in witchcraft, lineage in witchcraft. So I'm just presenting that to you. We've moved into the world, into a time where for the people that want to really see what goes on behind the scenes, with this kind of maybe insight, it will protect you. There are people you don't want to be around. If you just don't have a good feeling about people, God gave you an intuition. Listen to it. If you just have a sense about somebody that you can't, a sense that you can't put, something that you just can't put your finger on? Pay attention to that. God has given you an intuition to protect you. If you're a Christian, your intuition has been quickened, made alive by the Holy Spirit. Your intuition will be much more alive. But even if you're not a Christian, you still have intuition, a sense of trouble, a sense of evil, a sense that somebody or something is just not right, something is dark. People will go into a building and they just get this eerie feeling. Best thing to do, turn right around, walk out. You're around a certain group of people, you just get this feeling. Turn around, walk out. Don't acknowledge anybody, just turn around and leave. As the people of this country watch what's happening in Washington, D.C., there are trails of witchcraft, evidence of witchcraft everywhere. Pay attention to it.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehebo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TehiboTeaClub.com.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money, but lately control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
As we finish the program for today, I'm presenting this to you, the dynasties, these individuals like Klaus Schwab and Anthony Fauci, even Ron DeSantis. They may have secrets they're withholding from you, the Rockefeller family, Bill and Hillary. Many of these people are in these positions via the occult. And I will say that there are those who really would like to see Anthony punished. These people like Soros, Kissinger. Kissinger is in the occult. We would like to see them punished. Many would like to see them punished. But I'm going to tell you a secret, a principle in the scripture. Christ fasted, was in the desert for 40 days. He had a visit with Satan and the devil. And he was offered the kingdoms of the world. He rejected. Why would Christ, again, I've told this before, why would he want the kingdoms of the world when he owns the universe? But Satan left. Well, Satan didn't just leave and walk away with his tail between his legs. He went to find people who would serve him to build his kingdom. You see, he has a kingdom that he's been allowed to build, the kingdom of darkness. The societies of the world belong to him. They're under his control. And because of that, these people, I say, like Schwab and Fauci and Soros and Kissinger and many, many others, they have a master. They have sold their souls, and they are here and have been given permission by God, allowed by God, to work for the devil. They're employed by the devil, and the devil can put them in positions to give them a job, a task, and they have the right to fulfill that task. And even God lets them complete that task. They have to build Satan's kingdom. The Christians, on the other hand, we are to further the kingdom of heaven. We are not to take over the governments of the world, because the governments of the world belong to Lucifer. We are to pray for people, that people will turn to God, turn to Christ, receive Christ, be born again, receive salvation, receive they get a free gift, the gift of eternal life. That's what we believers do. But no, I don't have high expectations that there's going to be prosecutions, courts, judges that are going to prosecute these people and put them away in jail. I'm not in this thought that many of these people are going to Guantanamo Bay and are being punished and are being hung. I'm not one of those individuals, because I know the Bible. God gives Satan a right to use people to build Satan's kingdom. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360, KHNC.com for podcasts, my programs, and the other hosts on the station.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.